is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis and state legislative leaders have signed a new package to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in improving air quality. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
At a press conference, Senate President Steve Fenberg said the action is a necessary response as air pollution makes a comeback across the state.
I refuse to have one more generation grow up with poor air quality. We need to take this on, and that's what we are doing.
The centerpiece of the package is a $124 million bill. It includes grants for companies to voluntarily cut pollution, school districts to buy electric buses, families to buy e-bikes, and other incentives. Separate legislation will fund building efficiency projects and free transit during the summer ozone season. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A group of farm workers has filed a lawsuit against the governor and the state's labor department. CPR's Matt Bloom reports they want to overturn Colorado's first ever overtime pay rules for ag workers from 60 hours a week to 40.
The group says the new rules fail to put ag workers on equal footing with hourly workers in other industries. Pamela Chujano is one of the plaintiffs. She says they served the suit on Cesar Chavez Day, which commemorates the work of the famous labor activist.
For us, it's symbolic that even after all this time, we are still trying to ensure that workers are treated with respect as well as get the benefits of what other workers in Colorado get.
The rules are set to go into effect in November, but the lawsuit could derail that timeline. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Former Denver Nuggets head coach George Karl has been elected into the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. In a tweet, Karl says it's the greatest honor of his career. He spent 9 seasons in Denver from 2005 through 2013. Karl is ranked 6th for the number of wins as an NBA head coach. In Denver today, it's cloudy this morning, mostly sunny through the day. Highs close to 60 and getting warmer tomorrow. Grand Junction mostly sunny and 61. In Vail, a chance for snow, then clearing this afternoon. This is CPR News.